That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When I tell a joke.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another recap.
Splendiferous
recap 2023. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy. Okay.
We are back for the second portion here. I've enjoyed breaking these shows up and giving you guys a bit more content. It was such a long year. We got more to do. We have more to do. We're sitting here having our coffee with our legs crossed. That's another thing that we've kind of gotten to. I guess we've clearly grown up in some way, shape, or form. We're childish in some ways, but look at us. Come on.
I hate how much I love coffee.
Yeah, you too. Like, yeah, I've left coffee. The diner with you where you was like, oh, Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm like, nigga, we just had two cups of coffee in here.
Hey, don't clock me in my Java.
I just worry about
don't
caffeine.
Don't clock my Java.
I worry about caffeine.
Caffeine, it don't speed my heart up. It really don't speed my heart up. I still go to sleep off a cup of coffee. I'm a different breed, nigga.
Yeah, man.
I'm old man games.
Yeah, you're like my grandmother. My grandmother's like, I'm sleepy. I'm going to make some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes to sleep.
And goes to sleep.
Yeah.
I like the warmth of it. The warmth and, of course, the cream that you put in. And if it's a good bean, if it's a really good bean, like a French press, holy shit.
That I don't understand. I got to get into that.
Fair trade, bro. Get yourself some fair trade.
I just like cheap coffee.
Get you some African coffee, some Jamaican coffees. Come on, nigga.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
The richer I get, listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. The richer I become, the crazier the coffee is going to taste.
I'm sorry. That's just such a funny line. The gems that you have dropped today, and I'm saying gems, and I'm using that term loosely.
Niggas like manifesting. I don't understand. What the fuck?
No, it's not about the manifest. And we're gonna get to some manifest because we're gonna manifest.
Niggas love manifesting.
But I just like the what you manifest.
Yeah, man.
Earlier today, people, Derek told me. He said this out of his mouth. He said, "Hey, tonight, I'm breaking out the flyest jacket you've ever seen for my spots tonight at the Cellar." So if you want to see
it. If you're
it,
in the area, come see the jacket.
You might want to come down and see this jacket.
You might
not
come
my out. Set, not my performance.
Yeah,
come and see my jacket,
guys. That's a
guys.
Prerequisite. The performance is a prerequisite. It's all about the coat. It's New Year's Eve weekend, nigga. Come see the jacket like
that's
it's the tree lighting.
And when I'm on, the coffee I'm going to drink is going to be ridiculous,
crazy.
My
motherfuckers.
Man.
People were like, "Yo, Derek drinks the best coffees."
Have
I had
you
a coffee
seen those
with
videos
motherfucker.
Of how they make Turkish coffee in that warm sand?
Awesome, that warm sand. I've had Turkish
that.
Coffee.
That looks
it's insane.
Good. Oh my god,
it's a zipper. It gets you. You be hyped.
I could
after.
Imagine. Have you seen it?
No.
It's just like this warm
Turkish coffee
this,
is true.
This like plate that they have filled with sand that's
hot
warm,
sand,
and then they have strong coffee in this tiny little thing, and they move it around the sand to warm up the coffee,
and the sand don't even get in the coffee.
Yeah, it rises enough where they know when to stop. They immediately pour it, and you just drink it. Right
it is
then
and
there.
Small too. It's
like
cocaine.
I love how that stuff gets discovered because that clearly was a mistake. Some Arab dude dropped his coffee.
in the sand.
Yeah.
He left his coffee cup in the sand. And it didn't get cold. And
some
he was like,
Arab
oh,
dude was climbing.
He sifted the sand out
he
the
was
coffee.
Trying to get
Tastes
up on
good.
His camel and he dropped his coffee and oh shit. Oh, a la damn.
A la damn. Did you say a la damn instead of goddamn? A la damn. That's some funny shit. You an asshole. Niggas is assholes. No need for pause. Let's go. Let's go. Allah damn.
That's not even offensive. Come on. If we say goddamn, they say Allah damn.
Damn. That's kind of funny.
Buddha God. Damn.
Buddha damn. Buddha damn. That's really good.
Oh, shit. All right, man. So make sure you're following us. Follow the show if you're not following already. At NNFA Podcast on all major platforms.
Absolutely.
Get those numbers up. Follow us, follow me, follow the great boy, but more importantly, follow the podcast because as the numbers go up, more people are inclined to let us come to their city and do our live shows and our stand-up, and that helps us get to you. So,
yeah,
the tour calendar for 2024.
A motherfucker from Arkansas chunky. Just hit me up, so we got to get to Little Rock at some point.
Yeah, man, I'll go to Little Rock. I want to see what's out. I know it's probably some goons in Little Rock, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I know it is probably some black folks.
Arkansas? Oh,
out
yeah.
In Arkansas trying
the
to make a name
the
for themselves.
In both.
The goddamn Black Air Force One energy in Arkansas is probably amazing.
Through the roof.
But as you see here, January 17th, Buffalo, we yeah. are coming. All right.
Hi, Rex. I want to thank you.
January 18th, The God will be in Bensalem, Pennsylvania at the Kings Highway Comedy Club.
There you go, boy.
Keep scrolling down there. January 27th, Emmaus Theater.
Are we doing a live or a comedy
I think we should
show?
Do a live there because they got the big screen.
Okay.
They got the big stage and all that stuff.
And we
got
to talk major
yeah,
shit because you know there's going to be some drunk fucks up in there.
Yeah, so we'll figure that out. January 31st, we are coming back to St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, you guys showed us so much love that we had to come back and do the show.
We got like a mini standing ovation one of them.
Absolutely. So if you came to those shows a couple months ago, we were in the garage. We're in the big room this time. Please come on out. Show some love on that. Keep going down. Oh, the Comedy Store. L.A., you guys have been asking for a long time.
We in the little room?
No, we in the belly room. But
that's the little room.
Yeah, oh, I thought you said
yeah, I love the belly room.
But our New York and L.A. folks are coming out. I've been hitting people up.
Right.
They're going to come, show some love.
And this has been a long time
and
coming.
And I think we're doing stand-up there, too.
Well, we are doing stand-up shit. Because here's the thing. There's two shows. There are two shows.
We got to get y'all passed.
We are doing an 8 o'clock stand-up show, which is a New York variety theme show that we are going to be featured on. And then I think 10 o'clock, we are doing our own live podcast. So all of the No Need fans, I need you guys to come out. I think it's only like 60 tickets that we need to sell to make this thing sell out.
Yeah, man.
So
that's easy.
L.A., come
60
on.
60 motherfuckers
guys,
in a tight room.
You guys
that's
can
a show.
Do it. You've been waiting for us. And I'm excited about this. Derek, I know you hate L.A., but
I all right.
I think
Before
we got a
we
chance
go,
to turn this all around.
I hate L.A., but I never hated L.A. stages.
Okay.
Never hated the stages
got
in L.A.
Got you.
Always loved the crowds. I just don't like the city, but the crowds.
But L.A., I need you guys to come out and give us a big show so that we can slingshot all the way across the pond to London.
And yeah, it's sort of your belated birthday show, our LA show.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that City Winery will give us that February 10th date that they were originally saying in Philadelphia. If we could pull that off, because February 10th is my birthday. I'm saying that now. We were trying to put together a show in Philly that day. And this will be the manifest episode. We're going to manifest all
this
stuff.
When's London? I got to get Xanax before London so I can go to sleep.
London,
I don't feel like being awake on that long.
London
flight.
Right now is 3:10.
I'm gonna have to get some Xanax.
I was thinking, and you hear
Pop
me out.
Pop a half a Xan. 8 hours before I land, out like a light. Drake said that shit.
Jesus
Come on, man.
This is crazy.
Shout out to the Xanax plugs. I'm gonna need a Xan before, because I don't want to be awake for none of that flight. Believe that shit. Anyway.
You don't have no books to read, huh? You can read Pass the Sea Pussy, too.
I'm manifesting us get a one-way ticket and see what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm definitely getting a one-way, and I'll just pay the extra to come back whenever we're ready to come back, because I'm going to book some. We're going to book some more shows.
We got
to
book some shows.
We're going to book some more shows over there, because I've been talking to a bunch of people in Europe. I sound like I'm lying.
And let's take all them trains. I got to take the trains. I got to talk my shit. I got to be grouchy. And in another part of the world.
I was actually talking to, my hat keeps falling
Yeah,
off.
Paris is like 2 hours away on train.
All right, that's fine.
I was talking to Daniel Simonsen.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's from Norway.
Very funny Norwegian comic.
He does very well in Europe. He does very well in Europe. And they was like, yo, talk to him. He can put you on to a bunch of different people, right? So I was talking to Daniel Simonson, and, you know, it was funny because he's letting me know. He's like, oh, yes, my home club, it's really good. Joe List went. He had a good time. And then it's so good that Louis C.K. went. And now they pretty much take my recommendation from anyone I've sent. And he started naming all these comics, and they were all like white dudes. So I just fucking around playing with Daniel. I'm like, hey, Daniel, where are the black dudes on this list? Without even a flinch, I have tried to tell the blacks, but they don't seem interested in going. So that is.
We'll go. I'll go. I'm going to have to just fight my fear of flying. I'll go to Norway. I'll go to Norway to tell some jokes.
Yeah. It's a 2-hour flight from London. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, we could get over there.
So we're in Norway.
We're working all that stuff out. So if there's anybody in those places that are listening, or if you know people in there, send it over. You know where else we got to go?
What's that?
We got to go to Montenegro. Luby's going to put together. It might not happen until later on this year, like in the fall or something like that. But yeah, Luby was saying, like, Montenegro, like, it's like the wild, wild west right now. It's for the taking. Because there's nobody out there doing comedy.
Okay.
Let alone doing the comedy that we're doing.
Well, Negro is in the name, so we should go. Negro is in the name, so we should have our black asses planted in Montenegro.
And everyone's just as tall as y'all, so you won't stick man. Out.
Are they all tall? You don't think that's just a Luby?
The Montenegro. Luby, 19 feet, that bitch got two pair of knees.
Yeah.
Jesus. You see how tall Luby is? She got a second set of knees.
What is she, a grasshopper?
She got stork legs.
She got the
nigga.
Regular knees and the ones that go the other way.
Luby tall.
She pulled that shit out like that dude from, what was that? Total Recall. What was the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger on Mars?
Total Recall.
Oh, and that was no, that wasn't Total Recall.
It was the first Total Recall.
Okay, and the black cab driver.
Yeah, I had four kids with me. I thought it was five. Yeah. Whoops. He was a son. I'm glad he got killed. He was a son of a bitch. That dude, he was the plot twist. He was evil at the end. Mm-hmm. I say, yo, kill this thing. He was ugly anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I want to make every NNFA live show on the road as exciting as it was at Skankfest.
I'm gonna be hype. Yeah, and I'm gonna be there.
And Derek will be there. Derek was not at Skankfest this year, but we still had an amazing time at Skankfest.
Oh, yeah.
We had to pull in another ringer with the good hair, which I've been doing that.
You know, I
since
called
the
him.
Beginning.
I called him.
Yeah.
From wherever the fuck I was at, I was like, yo, you gotta go and represent.
Yeah.
And boost Dave.
Which, once again, I like to reiterate that. This is where I felt like Derek did me the way like a dad would do. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm be there. And then we landed. I remember we landed in LA. First, no, let me. Derek buttered me up with concert tickets. That was the first thing. Derek buttered me up with Janelle Monáe concert tickets. Like, yo, you want to go see Janelle Monáe at Radio City Music Hall? And I knew then. I was like, this nigga's not coming to Vegas. Let me go ahead and go see Janelle Monáe. And see.
I figured she pulled her titties out.
She did.
I was great. So mad, yo. I couldn't go because I was covering Godfrey. I was like, make sure you see her titties for me.
Yeah, her titties are a work of art. Janelle Monáe's titties.
Did she get them done?
Work.
No. She
those
got
are
nice,
her titties.
They are the
little perky.
Yo,
shit.
Man.
She
Janelle Monáe
in all the right
places. She, I think she was always like a little flat chested, and now that she's older.
Well, she's gained weight.
Right.
Look,
she
was watch like, what, watch she those... Lipstick Lover Uncut, and then you can see what you want to see.
Yeah.
She was one of them like really skinny women who's always been
Janelle
skinny.
Janelle Monáe is a chocolate worker. And then something happened and she
got. Well, that's what happens. That's why the goal, fellas, listen to me. Zoom
chocolate
in.
Chocolate worker
right
art.
Now. Listen to me. If you want to finish strong, all right, you got to get you a little teeny tiny, or what John Nunn used to call them boneyards, all right? Girls so skinny you can kind of see the rib cage through their back, all right? Because they're only going to grow into that body. You know what I mean?
Like,
that once they get to be their 30s and 40s and they start putting
lipstick
on weight,
lover,
you're going to have this bad.
Thick old, thickum.
Yeah. So,
delicious. Yeah.
Get you a nice skinny because they all just get big over time. Down here, they all get big. But nah, Skankfest, we had Eagle Wit, who came in and sat in for Derek. He even did his best to do a Derek impression.
Did okay.
Which, yeah, it really worked out pretty good. The people at Skankfest really loved it. Even though they missed you, your presence was filled in pretty fast.
That's fun. But I'll be at all the shit.
I thought this was going to be a good replacement. This isn't. I can tell.
I'm going to try to laugh like Derek.
All right, go ahead. Do it, Derek. Then. Do one.
It was kind of good.
They whistle for, can you jump on a chair? Because that's a key part of it.
Not yet. I
not yet? Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
first of all,
we don't know the quality of the relationship. Okay?
Yeah. All right, y'all fuck. See that? I like that. See all that running around? That's it. And Carrie, black ass, beautiful black ass, was there.
She didn't know what it was because she wasn't out there when we talked about the chair jumping. But what a callback from Ego to start jumping on the chair. That is the thing. Since we started a new studio, you can't really jump
run out the studio. I've done that. If something funny, I just push the mic and get the fuck out of here because that's beautiful. And there was a lot of those moments.
It's become one of the best reviews that we get in our comments. So chair jumpingly funny.
Yeah.
That's what the show is, chair jumpingly funny.
Yeah, I make sure I use that as a description for the NNFA live show. It's chair jumping funny.
And I'm going to keep it that way. We're going to try to keep it at the chair jump. Hi there, responsible votes over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Mm. You want to get high?
Yeah.
Like really high?
Yeah.
Like really super-de-duper-de legally high?
I said yeah.
Well, then now there's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can get stocked up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
Delta 8?
Talk shit.
Oh, man, yo, if you love weed, you're going to love Delta 8.
Am I?
Yeah, because here's the deal. Delta 8 is legal. It can be shipped anywhere in the United States. What is Delta 8? It's like weed,
it's
found in hemp. It can be legally shipped anywhere you go. Like, go to YoDelta.com. Check it out. They've got a mix of gummies, vapes, and tree for all of your getting stone needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibility.
Yeah, so it's like the potpourri of weed.
Right. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, yeah, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off.
Dang, a quarter?
Yeah. Once more, promo code GAS, G-A-F-S, I'm sorry, for 25% off.
A quarter off?
Yeah, Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
For a quarter of the, not a quarter of the price, but 3/4 of the price.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get back into it. One of our, again, most viral moments this year from this show, which to this day, I cannot figure out whether this is because of the lovely Annie Letterman and her internet presence or whether it was just a topic.
I wasn't here for this.
Yeah, well, this was the Vegas show, but like, holy smokes, man. I don't even know how to explain this clip. Just pull it up. We'll play it. Shout out. I'm trying to get Annie to come back and do the show in LA. So get your tickets because I want Annie there for that one.
Boofed something before? Have you ever boofed something?
I tried. It wasn't for me.
What was it?
Drugs.
Do you remember which drugs?
It was weed, but it just wasn't worth it. Just loose weed.
wasn't just you smuggling it in the airport?
Yeah, it was just one of those things where I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I'll just take the charge. This is gay.
You put it in and out and in and out and in and out?
Yeah. Why, did you boof something?
I boofed ketamine once.
Wait, you rated by the drug?
This one, you stick it up your pussy, right?
No, I did. I followed through.
I know, but you called me a pussy for boofing weed.
I don't know if weed absorbs that way. Did you have someone
Oh, wait, boofing for you is how you take it.
Boof goes up your...
Yeah, boofing is for you, for us, for black people, that's
sure.
How you
I understand that. Thank you for clarifying. Yeah. That's a cultural distinction.
Carrie.
Smuggling weed up his ass.
I love the Carrie.
No, I thought he was
by something different.
Right.
I thought he was getting high. I thought he thought he could get high by sticking weed up his ass.
I'm half white, so I saw what was happening. I was watching, and I was like, this disconnect is crazy right now.
It's good shit.
Great shit.
I ain't help them because I like watching Dave be gay for a second. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to get away from the cops.
So I figured I'd put it in my butt. I don't know.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
Yeah.
There's some funny people out here, man.
Of mixed people that clip resonated with, it was like I said, I don't know whether it was Annie, because Annie's really big online. Annie's huge online. But like the mixed people that just totally enjoyed watching this cultural disconnect.
Yeah.
Boofing, like you at the beginning said, what is boofing? Have you ever heard the phrase boofing?
boosting. That's when you steal a lot of cars in one night. Shout out to going to 60 seconds. But yeah, not boofing now.
I always thought boofing was cheeking, you know, keistering, whatever, you know, but it was always the thing. It's just like, but she talked about like she boofing. And that was funny too, because some people were in the comments like, so are we just going to sit here and ignore that this white girl says she boofed K? Like,
so you put it in a plastic bag and stick it up your ass?
No, no, she's putting drugs in her ass to absorb them and get high faster.
You know they was doing that with vodka at one point.
Right.
They do it with
They was putting
everything.
On tampons.
If you put cocaine up your ass, it hits your blood system in a different way, so you like it hits you different.
Right.
That bitch was hard. They used to call her the pig for a long time.
She loved, bro, she was popping pills on the stage there. She popped
she took an Adderall.
Something on stage there. She was like, should I snort it or should I? And it was funny, we were like, she was trying to get the Skankfest energy of like, yeah, let's do that. And it was like, hey, this ain't.
Oh, we're a podcast, I'm actually but we're mad not, I wasn't there for that.
We not that, you know what I mean?
Oh, that shit would have been great if I was there. Hey, whoa, that's the Sunday show, bitch.
It was funny, like, even Carrie's looking at her like, wait, what y'all got me doing here? Like, so that was funny to see. And again, as always, we have to bring this up because it was just a funny thing, knowing, we all know why, well, at this point, if you've been listening to the show since before Skankfest, you know why Derek missed
Skankfest.
Derek, for those of you who don't know, Derek also tours with Pete Davidson. So they go out, they do a bunch of different shows. Derek makes way more money on that tour, so it kind of trumps the no need thing, which a lot of people think that's fucked up. I'm going to tell you why it's not fucked up, and I'm going to tell you why we accept it here at No Need for Apologies. Because Derek, he throws money at the problem. Like, he just comes back and be like, here, I'll just pay for this. I'll pay for that. And you'd be like, well, shit.
Right? <I guess. laughs> Right? Right? Everybody love money. Everybody love when something get done with money.
He just buys us. He just buys us back. Yeah. So he did since buy us back from Skankfest because you were making a lot of money to do a Manscaped commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
That Manscaped commercial has since
shop.
Come out. This is the reason why Derek missed Skankfest. Shout out to and congratulations again. This is amazing.
I'm just trying to spread my presence.
Yes, but yeah, Derek.
Oh, you're spreading a lot of things, Derek.
Oh, I spread my legs on this one, but I had the little funny draws on and all that. That was covered up. Wasn't no dick.
Hey, welcome to the barbershop. We'll be with you shortly.
There he is.
Take your pants off. Started this place with a lawnmower 5.0 Ultra and a dream that guys could have smooth sex with fewer risks of cuts.
So what are we doing today?
I have number 5.
Good choice.
The number 5.
Shout out to Julio.
Screaming Eagle.
Julio.
So sit back and relax. You're in good hands with Enrico and the Lawnmower 5.
That's no racist.
You start with the trim head to take a little off the top.
Then comes those sneaks were given to me on set. I didn't get to take them home, though.
That's what I was about to ask you, because the jacket was pretty fly, too.
Yeah, they hooked me up.
Yeah. You didn't get to take any of that wardrobe home?
Nah. No, I did. I took a jacket home.
Okay.
Shout out to the wardrobe lady. She wore one of my extras. She's pretty wild.
I love my job.
Ball work is honest work. Someone's got to do it. Shop now at manscaped.com.
Ultra, shout out to
Male Hygiene.
Right. Shout out to Pete Davidson for giving you that great opportunity. And shout out to Manscaped. Who used to sponsor this podcast?
But nah, man, I figured let me come through, shoot a commercial for YouTube. People saw it. People was going crazy. Like, right. Yo, nigga, you getting your balls shaved? It is what it is. But yeah, nah, Skankfest, I'll be back. Don't you worry. I had to make some money for the family. Christmas was good this year because I was making some bread. So yeah.
Yeah, buddy. All right. I'm gonna jump down a little bit. Let's do the Dave upset the Puerto Ricans this year.
Yeah, that was a big thing. That was an issue.
I like it too because I had to be like Bill Burr on this one. Mm-hmm. I had to Bill Burr my way out of this by just kind of explaining it. I can't just pull the whole my girlfriend's Puerto Rican. Come on, guys. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, hey, I don't know. You know, I didn't even expect this. I don't even think I ever expected this to be a clip. I think I had a real moment where I was just making a statement. And I think the Philly delivery can be a little bit
harsh
sometimes. Yeah.
No, not terse. That's the word. Harsh.
And the thing is, anybody who was upset about this, you don't live in Philly.
You don't.
You've never done.
I understood exactly what you were saying.
Yeah,
they're not going to take that well.
Philly Puerto Ricans is bad. Like, Philly Puerto Ricans, when I met them and it'd be like, I would cut school with like Puerto Rican kids from school and you go to their house, people home in the middle of the day. Like, they're not
even upset to see me. Like parents.
No. Right. Like, they're not even upset to see him walk in the door with his friends at 11:40. Like, right. It's not like, yo,
11:40. Y'all even it's cut before 12? Like, hey, y'all cut before 12.
Cigarettes. Get your own fucking cigarettes. And it's like... That's the issue here, okay. At 11:40 on a Tuesday. But why are you smoking all my fucking cigarettes? You know. Yo, here's the thing. The thing about that story is it's an actual true story. I remember cutting school with a kid, Frankie, who was Puerto Rican. We were out during the day, and it was just like, hey, man, we got tired of just running around. Like, it was only but so many places. You could go to Burger King, you go here, but it was only but so much you could do.
Yeah.
And eventually, Frankie was just like, yo, let's go to my crib real quick. And I think he wanted to change his shirt or something like that.
Okay.
And we went to his crib, and no bullshit, people were home. I mean, there was a baby in the house, so I guess somebody got to be home with the baby, but it was just like there was people home, and that was the conversation. I was like blown away that he walked in with his friends and no one was like, why aren't you in school?
That's pretty crazy.
Right. You know what I mean? I remember I used to experience this a lot, like some of the stuff that they would get away with that I thought was, because I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get away with this kind of stuff. Now, what I am learning now, and I'm not going to retract my statement. I'm not apologizing for this, but what I am realizing is, one, I always talk about the infamous Ricky on this podcast. Ricky was a guy that my mom dated for maybe about 6 years. And I think this year I just put two and two together that Ricky might have been Spanish.
His name's Ricky.
I never really thought about that. Yeah, he had curly hair and everything. One of the places that he used to take me to was this lady named Mama Luisa's house, you know what I mean? And they would be in the back.
Was he half black, half Spanish, or was he just a
Might have been, yeah. He might have been half. I mean, I was a kid. No one talks to you about stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, no one sits you down and be like, hey, this guy's Puerto Rican. That's why his hair is curly. You know what I mean?
Shirley used to call him Puerto Ricans. You say, and she was racist toward him, too. My grandma was so racist.
But I say all of that to say, I know Ricky was on drugs. Ricky was always on drugs.
Puerto
and
Ricky
was in and out of jail. So I get it. Because a lot of the comments were like, what kind of Puerto Ricans were you around? Like, dude, you're describing trash. Like, and that's why they got offended. And the reality was, I was with trash.
He said Philly.
I was hanging
he
out
said
with
Philly.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Black people from Philly were like, nah. This is on point. Them Ricans is wild. You know what I mean? And that was what it was. Like, some of us have seen that. I'm sorry I wasn't with the upper echelon Puerto Ricans.
And
okay?
Shout out to everybody in the comments who had all that fake anger. That shit makes me laugh.
But I will say this. We were in Bridgeport, Connecticut a few weeks ago.
That shit was fun.
Bridgeport reaffirmed everything I was fucking talking about. And here's the crazy thing about Bridgeport is they're not doing bad. But
they're
kids,
not doing well.
Well,
oh,
no,
sorry.
They're doing good. They're doing fine. The kids more so want to identify with their parents' roots. So if their parents came out of the Bronx, if their parents came out of New Rochelle, if their parents came out of Queens or Brooklyn and now made their way up to Connecticut, well, they don't like being from Connecticut. So they going hard. You know the suburban thing. You know what I'm talking about. Suburban kids like to go hard.
Yeah,
identify with that hood.
I love me some gangster rap. I love some gangster rap, like, that I'll never do.
Do you think, like...
I'll never do none of that shit they be talking about in the song.
And I'm not... How does your mom feel about, like, the way you present now? Does she ever go hit you with, like, baby, you don't have to...
Oh, me and my mom getting matching tattoos next month. We both getting our faith crosses on our arm.
And this is exactly what I was talking about. So
we're doing good.
This is what I learned from this clip. Because at first I wasn't looking, but like the clip blew up on Instagram and TikTok. And I was looking through the comments, and a lot of these comments were like backhanded racism. It was a bunch of people who were like, that's why we didn't go to your mama's house, who was a crackhead and all this other shit. But what I forget is that I come from this generation of, we started off trash and moved into suburbia. So I know a little bit of both, whereas the people in the comments are probably like a couple of generations in of middle class.
Yeah.
And they're like, us never. And it's like, yeah, your family, but y'all definitely have cousins that you're all like, no, we don't associate with those people, and that's who we're talking
about. Well, it's not even that. Here's the thing. But get them around those cousins, and they want to have some ghetto fun, and I bet you they all for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
If we were talking about something else, they would identify with it. It was just...
Because I wasn't Puerto Rican.
No, but not even that. Because you could be Puerto Rican. That's the thing. You both could be Puerto Rican. Puerto Ricans are black. There are black Puerto Ricans. So to say that you couldn't be and to assume that, that should be taken off the table. It's more like...
They thought I was Dominican my first year of college.
You could pass as Dominican.
Yeah. So my barber, I think he thinks I'm Dominican because I can text him in Spanish now really good. I'd be texting that motherfucker in Spanish, and then he come in and start talking to me in Spanish, and I'd be like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. See.
Like, my Spanish is getting good, too. Yo, again, I got to send a huge shout-out to Duolingo. Yo, all right, so I realized this. I started Duolingo May the 4th this year.
May the 4th be with you.
I'm at, like, day 238 or 42, something like that, of straight days doing Spanish. I will say this. If anyone wants to learn another language, go do the Duolingo, man. Shout-out to all of the fans that are already following me or we're friends on Duolingo and we're interacting and we're keeping each other going with the streak.
Talking y'all Spanish.
Yeah. I'm at a stage now I can hear it. If I'm reading it, I read it fine. You know what I mean? Most stuff I can figure it out. I can hear one person speaking. If there's multiple people speaking, it's a little difficult for me to keep up with. But
I'm going to tell you my story with Spanish. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I was in the airport. And all the flights was getting delayed because of the rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I walked past some gate, and I was like, it was like they were going somewhere. I think it was going to Mexico or something like that. But it didn't say Mexico. It said Retrasado. I was like, I wonder what Retrasado, that sounds like a really nice place. Turns out Retrasado just means delayed. So I thought Retrasado was an actual city when it really just means delayed flight. And I was like, I am a dumbass, because I really thought, who the fuck's going to Retrasado?
Hold on. This is why I'm happy that I'm learning Spanish. Okay. I just learned the term pollo asado,
okay.
Right? Which is basically just means grilled chicken.
Okay.
But like, oh, all of that asado that you see on menus at fancy restaurants.
I thought that was steak.
Yeah.
I thought that meant steak.
All that carne asado, it's grilled meat, right? Shout out to all the people who already spoke Spanish and
I
already
thought
knew
asado
that.
Was fancy.
But man, do you understand how just learning another language, all of a sudden menus make a lot more sense? Like
carne asado, grilled
do yourself
steak.
A favor, 2024, oh, pick a language on Duolingo, study it. That shit is free, man. 15 minutes a day is all you need to really change your life and elevate into something completely
different.
Yeah, because
I thought asado was some fly shit.
It is.
I thought that meant guac come with it. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, asado just means grill. That's
because when the commercials will be like with 100% carne asada, I'm like carne asada.
Yeah,
all right.
See, that's what they do. They try to fancy it up that way they can charge you more. It's chicken. It's grilled chicken.
It's grilled chicken.
Yeah, it's
grilled
like aioli. Aioli is just mayonnaise with flavor.
Yeah,
so aioli is mayonnaise with rosemary in it, or whatever the fuck, or garlic, or whatever.
Yeah, and then they have other types where it's like garlic aioli, buffalo aioli, and it's like
it's an aioli.
Mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no. Aioli is just mayonnaise.
Yeah, see? That's why I'm going to do that with, like, sex moves, too. Instead of doggy style, it's derecho de perro.
Wow.
Come on. What would you rather do? Doggy style or derecho de perro?
The latter. Doggy style makes it sound like straight animals.
But it sounds better than derecha de perro.
Sounds like some shit Zorro would say.
Or Puss in Boots.
Yeah, Puss in Boots would say that.
I want to put you in a derecha de perro.
Yeah, and you'd be like, yeah, but you getting fucked from behind. That's basically, that's weird.
Well, that's bring it down to, so Puerto Ricans have taken that whole phrase, and you just call it perreo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the other story. That's the thing I like the most about this language. Somehow people make up words and they just become universal. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I like that. What was the word that you taught me today about? You taught me a dirty word. Oh, shit. Cagar.
Cagar.
Cagar. Cagar.
All right.
Cagar.
Cagar, yeah.
Wow. Arr.
And then. But then I was explaining
like Spanish pirates.
Yeah, but I was explaining how, like, because it comes from.
Nigga.
Over and over again. It's like baby talk. Like you, when you talk to a baby, you're like, do you want to go? Do you have to go caca?
Yeah, yeah. That's where caca.
Oh, caca. Oh, yeah. I know that.
You know what I'm saying? It's all there. It's all there. You just got to study it. You'll find it all out.
Retrosado. Going to Retrosado later. I'm going to take a trip to Retrosado.
Here's something else that was great this year. Even though I don't know whether this was this year that you started this or a little bit before, but Derek found DuPixen. You know what I mean?
Oh, like I started that 2020.
2020?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've been on
DuPixen
like 4 years.
But you definitely got, you re-upped on your supply this year, right?
Oh, yeah. My skin's smooth than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
This whole anti-eczema thing, I have never felt such like a new human being.
Bro, you got me ready to. I'm actually going to hit up a dermatologist because I got some patches that I want
to. Shout out to my dermatologist. Me and her thick as thieves.
You think I should get DuPixen though? Like, should I
get? You got eczema?
No, but I want my skin to look like yours.
No, nigga.
I just feel like if I get the steroids, my shit'll. Like, my skin is good, but I still got like a few blemishes.
But it's not a steroid. It's a biologic. It's a biologic, meaning that it doesn't fuck with your immune system.
Sound like some shit that that lizard from Spider-Man made up.
Yeah, man. It's some scientific shit. Like, I had to wait a while for DuPixen to come out. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to wait 30-some-odd years before this miracle drug came out.
You first in line on the waiting list for DuPixen.
Yeah,
huh?
Man.
Go ahead, play this.
You know about all the drops. You think sneakers or something? I knew about creams.
This is what I'm saying. This is where... You even hear Derek's vocabulary change when he starts talking about eczema. This is your shit.
It's my here. It was A&D ointment to Elecon cream. After Elecon cream was nothing, it turned into something else. Then it was triamcinolone acetonoid. Then it was betamethasone dipropionate. Like, it was all these f***ing... Wait. All these creams. And the thing about Elecon, that so time many. In between, I had to used to take a bath. I used to have to soak my skin in this cream and then wash it off. So my pores would open up and receive the medicine. It was pretty wild.
This is where I remember earlier in the year, we could not get you to remember plantar fasciitis. But you got all of this shit down pat.
Because these creams, not my eczema, is eating up these creams. I was joking. Yeah, I got eczema. People always be trying to send me shit. Here's a solution. I'm be like, look, nigga, your skin ain't my skin. I was born with this shit. You don't, nobody's advice ever helped. I had to really go to the fucking medical. I had to go to Big Pharma. Nigga.
Yeah,
Big Pharma was like, come on, let us own you for a little while, bitch ass nigga. And now I hate that I'm a slave to Big Pharma because I have to get DuPixen every month.
Yeah, you're almost like the skin version of Mr. Glass. Remember that movie with Robin, what was his name?
Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson.
Yeah, Mr. Glass. I've been this way since I was a baby.
No, yeah, I've had eczema my entire life.
Yeah, because you would be a full-blown supervillain if without it, right?
Oh, yeah. You think I'm angry now?
Yeah.
Angry. If I ain't had that medicine to keep me from itching at night so
it's
I could go
bird,
to sleep.
It's
oh, yeah.
It's a plane. It's itchy scratchies.
What is that?
Itchy scratchy. Yeah.
Said, it's
itchy
a bird. Scratchy. It's a plane. It's itchy scratchy.
If you were a villain, I think that's
itch.
What you would
that's
go
what I
after.
Call myself, itch.
You would go after the skincare. You would go after the entire skincare industry.
I destroy all pretty people.
Johnson & Johnson.
I would blow up all that.
Your power would be... We knew you were near because everyone would start getting itchy.
Yeah, what? No, yeah. He would do something like that to make everybody's skin uncomfortable.
You guys getting hot?
He would look to destroy all lotion so that everyone had to be dry.
Yeah, man.
But your skin feels like it's burning.
Do you feel that? Yeah, man. Redness, inflammation, fucking just heat rash,
all
fucking
the cocoa
sweat
butter
rash.
Factories,
you
Palmer's.
Niggas don't know about skin shit until you get sweat rash.
Shutting that shit down.
Sweat rash. Having to wake up in the middle of the night and get on a goddamn Rebel scooter so the wind can blow on your skin. You want to talk about crying in the middle of the night because you can't sleep because you feel like you on fucking fire? Y'all niggas don't know pain. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know discomfort. The shit that just that eats at you for hours. Yeah, you can have direct pain, but that shit that just eats at you and you doing this shit looking like a fiend and you don't do drugs? Oh, yeah. Y'all niggas don't know.
All right. I want to do this last clip and then we'll move on. And then we'll move on to some of the other apologies from
all right,
the year.
What was
but
that?
This one to me was pretty interesting because we watched Kanye do a lot this year. Right?
Oh, Kanye did a whole lot this
year. And it's again, like I said on the part one of this episode, if you are going to get canceled, do it in April. Do it before April 15th. No one will remember.
Kanye got an album coming out.
Kanye got an album coming out.
Got a new pair of socks coming out.
And this is what I think now, looking back on it, I think Kanye was making room for the sock. I think Kanye separated from Adidas so that the sock, because he probably has more ownership over the sock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, play
Kanye
this
got
thing
a sock
here.
Coming out.
Yeah. Like, there was a time where, you know, we were talking about this, about why would Adidas allow this to happen? Adidas, you made a big mistake letting that man go, especially, I mean, we're not going to get into this, but just especially after what the Jews pulled off this year. Oh, you guys chose the wrong side there, Adidas.
Go ahead. Jesus H. Christ.
Will take Kanye back on.
Now, Adidas taking this? A huge loss right now.
Have you
they
heard
lost
about
so
this
much
show?
Money.
There's apparently
I've heard
like
rumblings
a,
of it.
Yeah, there's like a warehouse with like close to like $1.2 billion worth of inventory that's already Yeezy branded and low, and they're like, this is like $10 billion in revenue.
That y'all gonna lose.
Yeah, and they're like,
Adidas gonna go under.
Why not just release it without?
Here's why. Derek, if they release the Yeezys as Adidas without Yeezy, will you buy them?
Absolutely not.
That's why.
Absolutely not. I need that bipolar genius' stamp of approval on my fucking sneakers. I need that crazy ass nigga
that's
to go,
why,
oh, those mine.
That is why. That
I'm
is why Adidas
Yeezy
is like,
without Yeezy on it?
Adidas is like, how much do we really care about anti-Semitism? We're talking about $10
billion. $10 billion. It's anti-Semitic to say no to $10 billion.
It is.
What Jews would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What that's if anti-Semitic. You're going to say yes to that goddamn money.
I love that every time you cut back, he was like standing or in a different position like Quagmire.
Yeah, I'm out of my mind, bro. I am a cartoon character. A lot of people don't understand. Derek Gaines is a whole character, man. I really appreciate what my mom and pop cultivate me into.
Yeah.
To be this spirit of joy and anger at
but
the same time.
Bro, that was a wild thing that we witnessed. You know what I mean? Like, we watched this dude go on podcast after podcast after podcast and just say the wildest stuff. He literally said that on the Drink Tramps. Like, I'm so good. Adidas can't drop me. I can say what I just said, and Adidas can't drop
and
me.
And they dropped his ass.
And they dropped him. But it seems like it did not affect anything.
Yeah,
he went out and got him another chick.
He got a new town coming out. He built a neighborhood in the Middle East. Fucking got a new chick that looked like Kim, mixed with Pete a little bit. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Fucking the nigga said, fuck shoes, I'm going to put socks out.
Yeah, yeah.
And beautiful big titty butt naked women just don't follow the sky, you know. Come on, everybody. Mm.
And I've always said this. He's the genius behind the Kardashians being billionaires because he created getting paparazzi shots of high fashion. So what has he been doing this whole year? Being caught in paparazzi with his hot, half-naked wife in all of the prototypes that we're about to see come out.
Remember he might have been getting hit in the boat rumor?
It's been a year-long marketing
campaign. I think he was getting hit. He had his pants down.
I don't think so.
No, I think he's just chubby.
Yeah, he's just.
He might just be fat.
Yeah, I think he's just chubby. I used to always wonder that because
she was just laying in his lap.
Plumber's butt situation.
Yeah,
but those boats are deep seated, so he's on the corner and she's sitting. So you get him from behind and she turns. Of course, she looks like
here's
she's sucking
thing.
His dick.
It didn't look like even if he was getting hit, it didn't look like he was like forcing her. You know what I mean? It was like
no, it was a gentle relationship.
Right, like
brand.
He made her give him head.
That's when
maybe
you just place
she
your hand,
wanted to do it.
You ever place your hand and just kind of spot her?
Yeah, that's it. Just light little.
Just place your
yeah,
hand and
it.
Let her. She likes that you hand is there. You know, not.
And
no
he was
force.
Like leaning. He was leaning forward like this. Who gets head sitting forward like
I mean,
this?
You
know what I mean? Like
you
yeah, you got
out.
To. You
got
to relax. Yeah. Nobody getting head sitting up in no boat.
When we go to Italy, we'll investigate. We'll investigate. Right. We'll take one of those boats. We'll see what's up.
All right. Can you keep?
Whoa! I don't mean head.
Nasty
I mean,
asses.
What the fuck? That's what we both thought. You see, this is a problem with ladies. Y'all don't even realize how shit sounds.
You just said I'm gonna suck your dick in Italy. That's what you just
that's
said.
What we heard. That's what we heard.
That's exactly what you said.
I meant we were gonna try the boats out.
That's what you just said. I'm gonna give you some head in Italy. Wait, what? Can y'all talk about this shit on your pride? We know y'all together. Shit.
That
I don't hear about that.
Bro.
That
saying.
Shit ain't fun.
Yo.
When it's your homie and his woman.
We were talking about this the other day. I was trying to explain to Tiana like where the conversations that I have to have with my dick on a regular basis to keep from cheating. You know what I mean? It's just on some like, you got to understand, I'm dealing with a demon.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Right? Mandalorian. I got to do my shit like the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
You love your girl? Yeah. You love the streets? Yeah. You love your woman? You love the streets more than your woman? Nah. this is the way.
Right.
Bum, bum, bum,
my,
bum, bum.
My dick be sitting there talking, yo, who that shorty over there? I'm
who
like,
that?
Come on, bro. You already know
who that?
Shit
it's
problem.
A J. Cole song. Who that?
And my dick be like, literally, I be like, dog, what about T? All right. Like, <that's, laughs> I had to tell my dick, what about T, nigga? Fine.
Pizza again for dinner? I realize we do this every Friday, but God damn, another slice? I want a new slice. Sorry. T, I'm fucking around. Oh,
no
shit.
Need for
I get
apologies.
No need for apologies, man. That's
a
so
good
funny.
Way to segue
who
into the
there?
Next.
Who the fuck that over there?
I'm totally so manifesting y'all think about sex. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. You have women have no idea how men's minds work because one, you guys don't have penises. You have little penises. Your little clits, they're
but
not like a penis.
Penises.
They don't think. They're not fully
yeah, they
grown.
Don't. They don't. When it's in its in, it don't think like one that's
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So y'all need to cut it
it's
out.
It's too warm.
We schooled hard knocks right here.
All right. So I want to get to these because, you know, when we have guests on,
okay.
One of our common themes was always asking people.
I know I'm getting lower and lower in the chair, but my back is very comfortable right
it's
now.
It's all good. A time in their life that they should have apologized,
but didn't.
It's a common theme. We usually ask most of the people on the show when they came. T actually picked out some of the best apologies.
I want to see
or the best
him.
Lack of
hear
apologies
him.
That we didn't that we went through this year. T, let's go through. Who do you got there had a good apology this year? Or a time they should have apologized.
So first up is Ashima Franklin.
Ashima?
The clip doesn't flat out say she apologizes. It was more of a situation that we were talking about. And then come to find out, this is how she apologized.
Oh, yeah. I know. I remember this one. She single-mommed her way out of this shit.
Because I remember once I accidentally put my mom in a full Nelson. We had to negotiate her release.
You had your mom in a full Nelson? Okay. Since we're going to be honest, Asher didn't put me in a full Nelson, but it was a half a Nelson.
He put
him
in
like,
a half a Nelson.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, he put
I swear to
half
God,
Nelson.
I'm going to kill you.
A half Nelson
that's
is crazy,
word.
He
too.
Was like, Mama, I just don't want you to hit
right,
me no more.
Right.
I was like, I swear to God.
Right. I'm defending myself, man. Yeah. You know how hard it is to negotiate with your mom when she let me since you let me go.
Like, you had
go,
arms up
I'll
like
let
that.
You go, but don't hit me. Don't hit me.
Let me tell you. Yeah. When he let me go, I just went in my room and closed my door. And he went in his room, closed his door. We ain't talked for like 2 days. Then I made a roast.
Then I made a roast. That right there killed me. Then I made a roast, and we was all good after that. That's the most single mom shit I've ever seen. I ain't gonna say sorry, but I'm gonna make this nigga some good food.
Oh, man, yeah.
And I made a roast.
Got lonely in them house after 2 days, didn't it?
Yeah, man, I made a roast.
Oh, my God, man. Yo, shout out to everybody who has made it through the trauma of being hit as a child.
Yeah, man.
I see you. I feel you. I was just watching a clip this morning. Someone was like doing a podcast, and they were saying how if you hit your kids, you fuck with them mentally. Because it's the person that loves you that's supposed to keep you safe that's inflicting all of this shit on you.
Yeah.
And it said, if you're a parent and you want to know whether or not you're successful at being a parent, see if your kids want to hang out with you when they're grown.
Yeah.
It said, if your kids don't want to hang out with you when you're grown, you did that. Yeah. You was hitting them and you never apologized and they're like, hey, I don't have to put
moms.
Up with this shit.
Look at our setup. Look at who we hang out with versus who Derek hangs out with.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Derek had what you said, one beating in your life? And was that your mom or was that your grandma?
My mom.
Your mom?
Nana beat me all the time. But no.
Did your mom know that?
Oh yeah, I went and told her.
Your mom,
your mother is wilding. She's not going with the thing we
ain't
got.
Ain't that the funny thing as a kid when you try to tell?
But my nana used to embarrass the shit out of me. Like yeah. She used to smack me over the head with a Jet magazine in front of Nell, or she beat me. But it was. But my mom was very. She didn't want to beat me, so she was like, "I got to raise this nigga different."
Shout out to Ashima, though. You know, cooking roast—that's one way to do it.
I made a roast.
Mm-hmm. I should have apologized, but I didn't.
I made a roast.
I went and made a roast.
Made a roast.
Who else had a great apology this year, T?
Next up is Marie Faustin.
Okay. That's she. My favorite.
This was my favorite one. You can't choose sides. You can't choose sides yet because we have a few.
Okay.
But take a mental note because we are going to award a winner.
Marie Faustin was one of my favorites.
But Marie was apologizing. was not apologizing about stealing snacks. Here we go. Please hold.
Mm-hmm. That you should have apologized, but didn't.
I was a klepto, and I used to steal from the school store. I used to steal from the regular store.
There we go.
Steal clothes from my Barbies. Uh-huh. Me and Barbie were scammers. And it wasn't like I stole things, like, to feed my family. I was just stealing because I was good at stealing.
There
my mom
go.
Always sent me to school with, like, a healthy snack, and people was coming with, like, Dunkaroos and Gushers, like, all the stuff that, like, I wanted. And my mom was like, here's an apple, here's a tangerine. So I started stealing people's snacks.
Okay.
Just throwing people backpacks and be like, throw it in my Tweety backpack. And one day, one of my teachers was like, everybody line up over there. I'm going through all the backpacks.
Oh,
and
damn.
And I was like, oh. And all the snacks fell out of my backpack.
Ooh.
And I apologized to nobody. I stood on
Set It Off business. Set It Off business destroyed me. That shit destroyed me. When she said that, I was like, yeah, this is my favorite one.
Bro, it takes a lot to get caught stealing and be like, so? What? Okay.
I apologize to nobody.
Yeah. Shout out to all of the people that are out there doing snatch and grabs in 2023.
A lot of that.
Shout out
this year.
To all of the people who have been caught stealing at dollar stores. People who get caught stealing at dollar stores and then go ahead and fight the employee that's calling him out on stealing $13 worth of stuff. Wow.
It's dumb. You got caught, what I mean? And now you're embarrassed.
No need for apologies.
No need for apologies,
damn.
But you look like a fucking asshole. You look like a jackass. You look like a jackass when you get caught. And then they trap you in the store waiting for the cops, and you crying, calling people, talking about, no.
Yeah.
This is what comes with this.
Just play dumb. Oh, shit, I put it in my
just
bad.
Do something other than spazzing out.
See, that's the other thing. If you're going to steal, you got to have the money in your pocket. You got to have, which makes it even worse, you know what I mean? But it's like, if you get caught, you can still pay for it and be like, oh, I was just fucked up. But like,
niggas get desperate when they ain't got no money.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I get it. And that desperation makes you look like a full-on jackass.
Mm-mm-mm.
When you get caught.
Who's next, T?
Jesus, these buttons. So next is Hakeem not apologizing for lying to get some Thanksgiving cooking.
Oh,
let's
check it out. Oh, yeah, that was good. That was the same episode.
Okay. Yeah, same episode. This is good.
I got a bunch of aunts. I got one aunt. Her name's Aunt Dot. Aunt Dot cooked so good that I once went to Thanksgiving and pretended I had a girlfriend. She's so homophobic. But I went there and pretended I got a girlfriend just to eat because the plate was fire. But she hates gay so much.
Yeah. Yay, where? Pass the peas.
That's how good the food was. I'm like, I don't know if homophobia is a seasoning.
I had to fake the front.
You bought an actress, a paid actress.
Bought a
he showed up with a prostitute.
Act like my girl, all right?
Yo,
wait till you taste this macaroni and cheese.
That's how good the food was. Then I fed her and talked about being gay on TV, and it's over.
The girl overacting, she's saying dumb at the table. Wow, this tastes like your dick.
Yeah. Whoa. Dial it back.
Overshot.
Overshot.
Dial it back. Yeah. Turn the volume down a little bit.
It's an overshot.
Just dial it back a little.
It's a little too much motivation. Turn it down, son. Right, so. That was good. That was a good episode. That episode was one of my... Yeah, them motherfuckers was funny.
That is wild, though, to bring something that somebody hates into their house
just
to eat their food.
I gotta eat. Gay or not, nigga, I gotta eat this plate of food. I'm gonna bring in a bitch. Just act like you my girl for 3 hours.
Yeah.
3-4 hours.
All this gayness to your table. But yeah, man, you know.
That's so funny.
That's weird, too, because do you think he owed the apology or his aunt?
I mean, nobody was right.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I think people would probably be like, I want to taste her food and see how straight I would go for Aunt Dot.
Because that's like that. Remember that couple that wanted a wedding cake for their gay wedding, and that the shop wouldn't make it for them
because it had dicks on it.
Well, they was like, we don't support that. We're a Christian company, and we don't do that.
And then
they made like a big thing about it, and it was just like, how good is this wedding cake? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that you gotta have it made by them. Nobody eats wedding cake.
I mean, if the gays going gay, you gotta let the Christians do the Christian shit. Like, I don't understand why the fight is the fight. I mean,
bro,
do your thing.
Christians are losing their power, man. Have you heard about the shit New York is about to do?
No way.
New York just they're trying to pass a law to make Chick-fil-A open up on Sunday.
That's some doomsday shit. Just let the Christians do the nigga. Just go there on Saturday.
Nah,
what the fuck, man.
New Yorkers are tired of being turned away.
What the fuck?
And here's
is
the
that?
Crazy thing. Chick-fil-A just got here.
Just got here.
Remember, they was like the first
nowhere.
One
they
was on NYU's campus.
NYU campus, and you right. had to go to the college to eat the fucking sandwich.
Right. Now they done kind of started expanding it, and now look at where they at, man. This is why I was telling Titus this morning. I said, this is why Wawa don't come to New York.
Yeah, I think Wawa don't need to come to New York because you're going to have to play by them liberal New York rules, man. The chicken sandwich is so Jesusly good, you should have just kept it the way you had it.
Right.
But now that it's open to everybody... Now they're going to try to have y'all shit fuck up your own rules.
Yeah, and I said Vegas is going to follow suit because you know Vegas is not going to allow a one 24-hour city to let and not let another 24-hour city, you know, not have it open.
And shout out to the Skankfest I went to because at the Circus Circus, they had a Chick-fil-A on the first floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I ate too many fish sandwiches. I had too many chicken sandwiches that week.
Yeah. I mean, it's a testament, I guess, to how good Chick-fil-A is.
It is a very good sandwich, man.
Bro, to the point we're passing bills.
Why pass them? Just let the Christians do what
you
the fuck
can't
y'all
just,
do.
You can't. It's six other days of the week to have
right?
waffle
you
fries,
you have six
bro.
More days. But you just, oh, it's a spite. It's trying to smack God in the face.
And here's the thing. If you open up, and I'm professing this. If you open up a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, you turn it into the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Here's why. It's not going to be Christians working there no more. You got to find people who don't go to church that want to be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they're all Christians that work there, but you understand what I'm saying? The minute you got to find people who will be like, yo, who can work on Sunday, only people that work on Sunday is motherfuckers that are hungover and broke, bro. You know what I mean? So,
nobody
want
to work on Sunday
you
anyway.
You gonna get your waffle fries.
Y'all fucking this up. Y'all fucking up a good
Sunday.
Thing, New York.
Yeah.
Y'all fucking up a good
you
thing.
You're going to get your waffle fries tossed in your face, man. Yeah, your nuggets man. Is going to get spit on,
I think
bro.
That Sunday closing thing was what made Chick-fil-A doper than
yeah, they need a little bit of time
nigga.
To reset.
And
they
I'm
need
not
a reset.
Lie, I'm not going to lie. I think as a born and raised New Yorker, it's kind of nice to have a company stick by their religion.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
In a city where we're supposed to allow everyone to have religious freedom. Let them be free.
Yeah.
They don't want
and
to
the
be
free
open
is
Sundays.
Close on Sunday.
Yeah,
right.
Go
New York gonna
Chipotle.
Fuck up something, bro.
Well, hell no. Say it one more.
Go part. Have Chipotle.
Go eat Chipotle, nigga. Leave Chick-fil-A closed on Sunday. That's why it's so good because right. it made it that much more exclusive.
Support your local halal carts. Like, go. There's something else you can
halal.
Eat in New York.
Halal, dude. God, Allah open on Sunday.
Allah damn, leave
Allah
us alone.
Damn, leave him alone. Go get some shawarma on Sunday, nigga. Let Christian God be closed Sunday to redo the grease. And then on Monday, get yourself a fucking waffle fry. Yeah, New York's fucking up. I'm on Chick-fil-A side with this shit. Fuck that. That's a good sandwich. Shout out to the Chick-fil-A sauce and all that flesh.
Yeah, Polynesian sauce. Also
shout out to the customer service.
Fancy way of saying
the customer service is godly.
Sour. Polynesian.
Polynesian is sweet sour.
Just fancy.
It's going to turn into indigenous people.
They
sauce.
Got Arnold Palmer there. They got the peach milkshake. Man, fuck that. Man, keep it closed on Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Who else has next there?
Next up, we have Chanel Ali and her crossing guard cousin.
Okay, yeah.
Now, we ask everybody this on the show, you know, different. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized?
But you didn't.
Yeah, I should apologize to my cousin Chantel.
Okay.
Our names are very
Chanel
cool.
and
We're
Chantel.
Very because when I was little, she was the crossing guard at my elementary school. Right?
Okay, so she's older
and,
than you.
Yeah, but nobody ever knew that we were related.
Ooh. Okay.
But she used to rock, like, literal the Michael Jackson, like, curly mullet.
Okay.
Wow.
She used to rock that, like. We're talking the 90s now.
Dark skinned girl
yes.
look like.
And so
Michael
everybody
Jackson.
Would say, that's the Michael Jackson crossing guard. And you know what? That was also funny to me. So every day when they would reference, oh, Mike Jackson is back today. Maybe they going to dance a little something across the, you know, a little moonwalk. Can we get a moonwalk? Can we get a moonwalk? I would be like, can we get a moonwalk?
Yeah.
Can we get a moonwalk?
Like, I'm going to see you later at home. Because we live together. This is my cousin. Like, I lived with her.
Oh, wow.
Can we see the moonwalk?
And
you
I,
a whole bag
look,
of
for years, laughed with them. Never once I said, hey, you know, that's my cousin. And we live together.
Nope.
I was like, that's a Michael Jackson crossing guard if I ever saw one.
Right.
So I'm sorry, Chantel.
That is so
funny. That shit was funny. That shit was funny.
Just watch somebody take a beating.
If they was making fun of her and being racist or wrong, I would have been like, yo, that's my cousin. But I was like, that checks.
Yeah.
It checks.
The Michael Jackson crossing guard.
Michael Jackson crossing guard.
You was adding in with accurate details. Yeah. She probably got that soft pick, right? you use that pink moisturizer.
Yeah.
She could probably sing, huh?
Yeah.
Just start snapping.
Me in the mirror before we're going.
Yes. Yes.
You be doing that?
I bet it's mad smoky in her bedroom.
It's full of aerosol.
When she gets in the car, she leaves a mark right on the seat.
It's a bullet.
Like, yeah, she do.
She got a shag. That's the shag. That's the MJ shag.
It looked like, you know, it looked like, what was that? That commercial of the Avril Lavigne, and they used to sing that song.
Soul Glow?
Yes.
Yeah.
It looked like that.
You're only allowed to sit on one couch cushion.
Just like that.
God damn, man.
Okay. And also, I was like, if I could be really real with you, one of the reasons I really
I had one. I was like, ninth grade.
Work somewhere else.
Stop
working at my school.
Why you what up, bus seat every morning?
Whoa, wait. How did this never come up? You had an S curl?
An S curl. Blue gel.
And ninth grade?
Blue gel. I used to put the blue gel in my hair.
And what?
Used to smash. It was a fucking. But yeah, I had an S girl. Had an S girl for a long time. Fuck what you heard. Derek Gaines, blue gel. I used to put that blue gel in my hair because my hair is already curly. So you put blue gel on already curly hair.
Yeah.
A curly masterpiece.
So it's like it was like a wet curl. Like
that's all I had. I only had a wet curl. I had no gear yet. I was still a dork, but I knew my curls.
So you can't like can you can't wear a hat with an S curl, can you?
You gotta let that thing ride, right, bro?
Yeah.
I should be all dry by the end of the day.
Damn. Yeah, man. Have you ever weighed in also on like a family member while they was getting teased? Like, you ever have somebody or a friend of yours that was just taking a beating and you was like, this is good. This is good.
My family is small. Uh-huh. So if I teased any of my family other than my, I would never, I don't know, I don't fuck with my mom, my aunt, but I've shit on all my uncles in front of y'all.
Okay.
I've shit on my grandma sometime just because it's funny. Shout out to my darling Shirley, but Shirley did funny shit.
Yeah.
Shirley did shit that was teasable. Mm. And then, you know, No, not the family. I'll shit on my friends, especially when a couple other of my friends are shitting on my friends.
Okay.
And I go, okay, this is just a
Right, it calls like, my bag of shit.
like when say the homie, like, he got some cool shoes on,
mm-hmm.
and it's just me and him, but then the gang come and go, what the fuck is those shoes? I'll be like, yeah, what the fuck is those shoes? Them shoes stink, nigga. When you turn on a friend, I've
just
done that.
Turn on him.
I've turned on a friend.
You said they were great.
Niggas,
I was lying.
Monroe has done that to me on countless occasions.
Yeah, yeah. So Monroe will turn on you in a heartbeat.
Monroe will turn on you. Especially if Keith shit on it, you're going to get shit on by Roe, too. If Keith go, he don't like it, you're going to get shit on.
Yeah, Keith with his slow point. All right, who's next, T? Who else there?
Sorry. So next is Richie Redding was on the show earlier in the year.
Right.
He was on a row team and did something pretty foul to one of his team members.
I wanted to apologize.
Everybody, that's when they come on. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
I thought long and hard about this one.
Okay.
As you know, I've been sober for a long time, so I've made most of my amends. But there is one dude out there that definitely despises me to this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was a freshman. I was a sophomore. And
hold on, before you start the story, can I ask you just one question about making the amends to people?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you can't get in touch with them or like they've changed their phone number or something like that?
It's you make the amends whenever possible.
Okay. Gotcha.
On the spot sometimes.
Yeah. And so, you know, I used to be a coxswain, the guy that steers rowing boats.
Yeah.
And I was very good at it, and it was my whole life basically at this point, right? And there was this freshman coxswain who had also been on the junior national team or whatever. It was stupid that he came to Penn because he put himself behind me to, you know, from the jump. And it was like my first interaction with him was that we were at some party and he's drunk and he's talking to the upperclassmen. He's like, yeah, I heard there's a really good JV coxswain next year named Reading. And like, I was already the varsity coxswain.
Right.
And I introduced myself by going over to him, like, hey, man, I heard that you're going to be the varsity coxswain next year. And he, like, smiled. I just poured a pitcher of beer over his head.
Jesus Christ.
And walked away.
Is this Top Gun?
Yeah, Jesus. I like it. Yeah. Nice. Top coxswain.
Top
cock.
And then I did find out that he was hooking up with the girls' freshman coxswain. So I immediately put the moves on her, and
and
hooked up with her for a few months until it was like on and off shit.
Yeah, but still,
until it got to the point that she was like, "We have to break up," and I was like, "We're not dating."
Yeah.
What do you think? But at any rate, I gave that kid such a hard time that year that he dropped out of Penn and went to DJ school. So Tyler Beck,
Wicked School,
yeah,
Wicked
in Cincinnati,
and
Jesus Christ,
ones and twos,
yeah,
what's even crazier about that is I know Richie. He went to University of Penn.
Mm-hmm.
So that means this dude walked away from a good school and a good education because he was being bullied.
And I'm going to sleep with your girl. Damn. Richie Redding, cold-blooded. That's the nigga from Philly. He a Philly comic.
That is wild,
dog. That is pretty wild,
bro. Leave you, Penn, and go to a DJ school in Cincinnati?
Ficky.
No need for apologies, but holy shit.
In my project.
He didn't want it. He didn't want that.
Huh?
He didn't really want it.
Well, I mean, you get a beer poured on your head, your lady got fucked. Like, whoosh. That's a weird, that's a weird introduction. I wouldn't know if I would ever feel comfortable at that school.
I've never had my actual lady get fucked by somebody else, but I've had girls that I fucked, that other comics fucked. I've had people tell me I'm not funny, but that ain't gonna stop me.
I'm not gonna lie. If I've ever been interested in a girl, and then, like, I found out she got, like, fucked like that, like, on some, like, you know, by somebody that didn't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it fucks with me. Obviously, it's going to change my views on the girl.
It used to fuck with me a lot.
Yeah, it's going to change my views on the girl. And it's weird because, it's like, you feel like you should smut the girl out, too. But you're like, I really liked her. I didn't want to smut her out. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to actually.
And now you fighting the good in you because she, you know, she just. She just want to fuck.
That's what she wants.
So you got to, in your mind, become a piece of shit if you're going to go through with it, or you just got to be good somewhere else. And that shit looks like some sucker shit. And I've went through that.
I won't go for it because I won't smut out a chick that I like because it's just like, I don't want to know you like that. I don't want to know you as a
smut. Yeah, man.
There's some people I'm okay with them being smuts, and then there's some people that I'm just like, nah.
That makes sense. There's some girls in my mind I just don't want to see in that light.
Right?
Yeah, man. Then there's others be like, yeah.
I thought you were special.
Yeah, man. I did that too many times.
I used to
think chicks
way.
Are special is dumb.
There was, there used to be, when I was younger, there was bitches in porn that I used to think were special. No. Like, and I would hate to see them doing, like, multiple guy scenes. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, and
you don't
shout
have
out
to do this.
Public servant. I hope we get some flack over this. Shout out to all the porno girls that's out here on doing these podcasts and shit like that. You're wonderful people, but you're not special at all.
Yeah, not anymore.
You're everybody not special at all.
Everybody
there's
has
no,
sex.
There's
on
nothing special to you. Mm-hmm. There's nothing special. I mean, you're great at what you do. You're a skilled individual.
Yeah.
But special? Fuck out of here. Okay. That's out the door. Like, you signed up for, you're not special at all.
Any apologies left, T?
We've got one more, and it's Simeon's apology.
Oh, Sim.
For
Sim de la Crim.
For his private school life.
Oh, yeah, that shit was great.
Right. That was right. Half Chinese, half black, all East New York.
All East New York. Fuck is you talking about?
Is he from East New York? I feel like I keep
putting
that on him.
I think he's from one of them.
Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized?
But you didn't. I got a scholarship to go to this private school in the city. When you like 12, 13, and we was little poor black kids, and they was putting us in like private school with these white kids and shit. We not going to change for y'all.
Yeah, we
you know what I mean? Like, we black. We gonna stay black. We gonna be even blacker now.
Yeah.
That we around. You know what I mean? I would probably apologize to, I guess, like the faculty at that school because it wasn't that serious for them. Like, we was doing shit and we was probably taking it a little farther than what their intent was. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just throwing race cards at everybody.
Right, right. Like, we also 12, 13, so we don't know shit. Yeah. We don't got the history down.
Yeah.
We don't understand shit. We're like, Rosa Parks got shot
in the back of the bus
for my freedom. Martin Luther King shot Rosa Parks so we could Frederick Douglass.
It's that voice that makes it more insane. You just know New York niggas be yelling out wild shit like,
Rosa Parks got shot.
Word.
Back in the bus.
Word.
Freedom.
Word.
Frederick Douglass.
So this is what I want to do with that, because that was six different stories. Ashima Franklin made a roast after her son put her in a half Nelson. Marie Foster caught stealing school snacks, didn't apologize to anybody.
Nobody.
Akeem Woods brought a prostitute to a homophobic woman's Thanksgiving dinner and ate up all her straight people food.
All her straight delicious food. That's so funny.
Chanel Ali making fun of her crossing guard cousin.
With the Jerry curl.
Richie Redding running a fellow teammate out of college.
Out of college.
And Simeon Goodson putting his private school teachers through hell with all kinds of black guilt. So I'm going to just say, I don't want to choose the award. I want them to tell us who won.
Who won in that?
If you guys can comment, just leave a comment. Let us know who you were, and we'll tally up the votes there. So, yeah, we'll come up with something as some sort of a badge of honor for having the best apology, non-apology this year.
No need for them.
No need for all. Just do better, man.
Just do better.
Yeah, man. Next year is going to be a great time to continue to do better. Yeah, I guess we should pretty much start wrapping this thing up here. I know we got a couple things that we wanted to do to finish this thing up. What was the last couple segments there that you wanted to do?
I think we should just talk about what we want from next year. What do we want to manifest? All right. What do we want to manifest for No Need for Yourselves in the new year? You know.
Okay.
Well, we could talk about. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. As you know, we have announced the tour dates and all kinds of stuff like that. I do want to sell out at least. I want to sell out at least. I'm going to be realistic with it. I want to sell out 60% of the shows that we do in 2024.
Okay.
All right. Now, again, that is out of my control. The only thing I can do is, just like I did in 2023, I'm going to keep showing up everywhere. I'm going to post where I'm at. I'm going to post where NNFA is going to be. We're always going to be working on events. We'll be back at the Vigoist working on the live show probably once a month or once every 2 months, just getting that tight. If you're in New York, please come out and support that and watch that thing develop. If you're on the road and you're a fan of ours, please subscribe so that you know when we're coming to your city. And don't hesitate. Buy the tickets, man. Make sure that people know. Bring a friend. Bring a friend or two. I've never had anyone who's been bought
secret
to our show and was like, what is this horse shit you bought me to? All right?
Nope.
So I'm going to do that. More tour dates and, you know, landing some sponsorship for these shows so that we can start making some real motherfucking money. You know what I mean? Derek, what do you want for next year, man?
All right. I said it before. I'm not a resolution kind of guy. I'm not. I just go for goals. So no resolutions, just I want to put a special out. I want you to open for it. And then it'd be a classic. And that opens us up for way more NNFA shit.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I sneak in the NNFA shit off my shit so we both make real fucking dollars. And I know you're going to do it on your end. This is just me talking from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should become masters of the small venue, sell out every small venue. So we become masters of the big venues in late 2024, early 2025.
Yeah, man.
And then and put one more movie out. That's an actual good one.
And people go,
get the fuck out. And people actually go, that's Derek Gaines from that movie. People,
yeah.
I'm just ain't that nigga from,
I just want to go from ain't that that nigga from to, oh, that's Derek Gaines.
Yeah, and, yeah. I've seen you get that with some of the kitchen staff at comedy clubs. Where I know this dude from?
Yeah, I just, to go from that, that's that nigga from to, oh, that's Derek Gaines. I got to get a picture with Derek Gaines. When people can vocalize my name, fine, because I don't want to do it for them. I'm just not the nigga to go, every time they go, ain't you the nigga from? I go, if you can figure it out, you can take this picture. But if not, I'm going to walk to the green room and just live my fucking life because I want you to know for you. I don't want to have to force it on you. I don't want to have to do anything. I'm not taking my shades off so you can recognize me when I'm walking through a public place. Fuck all that. If they see me, they go, yo, I just saw that nigga Derek Gaines. Yeah. That is a level that's just cool for me. So, yeah. So, a movie, the special, and a whole lot more NNFA shit so we could just stand alone as the outcast of stand-up comedy.
T, what about you? What do you got to manifest for 2024?
So, I'm actually hosting a manifestation vision board party at the Stand.
Okay. What the fuck? A manifestation party?
It's a vision board party.
Oh, God. I've been to one of those, so I can't say it's crazy.
Invite your girl. Invite everybody. It's not just for girls. It's for everyone, but it's for us to map out visually what you want for this year, and you hang it someplace that you're going to see it a lot. So it's this unconscious, constant reminder of your goals, right? Whatever. Anyway, I'm doing that, but it's part of my personal goal. No offense, guys, but I want to work with more women and do a lot more stuff that empower women. But then at the same time, my goals for NNFA, we're already doing it, but I want to book out the tour for the next year.
Yeah.
I want to be able, not only myself, but I want to be able to get us into more places where we are nonstop traveling, and we have to tell people, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be out of town.
I like a nonstop travel. I'm still in travel. I can still go for a while. I can always tour.
Like you want to go from, oh, that's that dude, to I'm Derek Gaines. I want to go from I'm free to, oh, let me check my calendar.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, man, more travel.
More
tour. I run every city I go to, so... For the cities that I have listed that we're coming to, whether it be Buffalo, St. Louis, L.A., Seattle, London, please tell me where are good running trails, all of my runners out there. We're going to close this up. So if you could cue us out with a little bit of I like to end the year with the New Year's Eve song, All Saint.
And before you do it.
All Lines.
And shout out to my nigga Pete for showing me what tour could be. So I can see it for my friends.
Yeah.
When he's not doing it and I want to do it, I know what the fuck a level of tour and fly shit could be because I have fly friends to show me the blueprint in order for me to do it myself.
So, yeah, that is the other thing, man. Yeah. Making our tours look like all the other tours, but not like all the other tours.
The NNFA tour.
Still our own thing, man.
The two fly gods, the pot, the weed, the gals.
Yeah. Fucking, as we sit here, looking like the Blues Brothers.
the private planes, the hour and 40 to two hour shows of straight rock. Hilarity, man.
And I hope you guys come with us on this journey.
And I'm not tired. I'm not. I'm ready to go. We can do this shit. So let's go.
We're 40. We're young men. But I do thank you all who have been on this journey with us all year. I appreciate everyone who has also grown with us. I know our audience has been growing. Shout out to the people who have been with us since the beginning, the Alice Rodriguez's, the Kalins, you all know who you are. Fucking Jesse Black, all the people who are always in the lives, 3B, everyone who's ever done any super chats on YouTube, anything that you've ever
shout out to the burlesque girls pulling their titties out on our show.
If you've ever bought merch, if you own a t-shirt, a hoodie, if you've watched any of our specials,
if you ever said Splendiferous,
we appreciate you, man. Let us know what you guys want to do, what you guys want to see more of in 2024, and we will deliver, man.
We will deliver, absolutely, fucking
man. Yeah, man. 2023 was dope.
We got bags white, the shorter comeback brown.
I got no regrets.
That was a Jay-Z line.
No need for apologies, guys. Take care.
No need for apologies.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.